of the carbon-carbon double bond, and that will enable us to label these as either the E or the Z isomer. So in the first case then, we have got the chlorine being compared to fluorine, gets the high. At the other end, the oxygen compared to the oxygen is identical. Carbon compared to the carbon is identical. So notice I'm simply going down the chain to where they differ. And the next thing is what's connected to this carbon is two hydrogens and a carbon. What's connected to this carbon is two bonds to oxygen and a bond to carbon. So what we're doing is we're comparing the two bonds to oxygen versus the two bonds to hydrogen. And so oxygen's higher in atomic number, so this guy here gets the high. And then after we've done that, so same for the other isomer, we then divide down the middle of the double bond and sort out where the highs align. If the highs are on the same side, then we're looking at the Z isomer for Zaman, I think it is, for the same side. And then E is the other isomer. And there was a German guy in 1020 who told me what it meant, and I've forgotten. Yeah? No, no. What? Volker told me, yeah. Yeah, but I just can't remember what he told me now. I just keep forgetting. My German's not very good. I did scientific German down at Monash, but it wasn't very flash. Okay, now, there is also cis-trans nomenclature for stereoisomers. At high school, it's often used for these EZ isomers about carbon-carbon double bonds. Here we're going to use cis and trans for labelling the groups that are positioned on either the same side or the opposite side of a cyclic ring system. So in the case of the first molecule then, we have got two chlorines. The wedges are indicating that both of these chlorines are sitting on the same side of that ring. Over here we have got one chlorine with a wedge, the other chlorine with the dotted line, indicating the other chlorines are on the opposite sides. So the cis-trans nomenclature goes trans is across. So the second isomer then is the trans isomer, and the first isomer then is